I'll be reading from a book by Jerry Bridges called Holiness Day by Day. And this is called Two Standards. Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 40, "On these two commandments depend all of the law and the prophets. Have you thought about what it means to love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind? Here are a few obvious aspects. You seek fellowship with Him and long to gaze upon His beauty. You rejoice in meditating on His Word and rise early to pray. You always delight to do His will. A regard for His glory governs and motivates everything you do, eating and drinking, working and playing, buying and selling, reading and speaking, even driving. You're never discouraged or frustrated by adverse circumstances because you're confident God is working all things together for your good. You're always content because you know He'll never leave you or forsake you." Or look at what Jesus called the second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Among other things, this would mean you never show selfishness, irritability, peevishness, or indifference in your dealings with others. You take a genuine interest in their welfare and seek to promote their interests, honor, and well-being. You never regard them with prideful superiority or talk about their failings. You never resent any wrongs they do to you, but instead are always ready to forgive. You always treat them as you would have them treat you. Do you begin to grasp some of the implications of what it means to obey these two commandments? Most of us don't even think about them in the course of a day, let alone aspire to obey them. Instead, we content ourselves with avoiding major outward sins and performing acceptable Christian duties. Let's pray. Holy God, our Creator and Redeemer, we come before You in the name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Savior. We repent of failing to love You as we should, and we repent of neglecting to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We ask You to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us when we fail to seek You and seek to walk with You in fellowship. Forgive us when we fail to worship You as we should. When we fail to meditate upon Your Word and pray as we should. We ask Your forgiveness when we do not delight to do Your will. When a regard for Your glory does not govern or motivate everything we do. Lord, we also ask forgiveness for when we do not treat our neighbor and we do not love them as we ought to, when we show selfishness and indifference, when we do not promote their welfare and seek the honor of others. And even as we ask Your forgiveness, Lord, and even while the words are still in our mind and still on our lips, we're reminded by Your Spirit of Your promise that if we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So as we enjoy Your presence this morning, we feel in awe of Your holiness, we feel grieved over our sins, and we are thankful for the provision You have made to cleanse us by the work of Jesus Christ. Now we pray that You would help us as we worship You to hear Your word, to worship You in a way that pleases You in truth and in spirit, and Lord, to walk anew in that relationship with You today, keeping Your ways and honoring You in everything we think, say, and do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.